I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Thursday, June 4th. Sinclair Community College is teaming up with the Sierra Nevada Corporation to launch an aviation academy. WYSO's Catherine Mobley reports that the goal is to cultivate a new talented workforce for the company.
Sinclair Community College and Sierra Nevada Corporation are partnering to form the SNC Sinclair Academy. It'll train students to be aerospace and aviation maintenance technicians for the corporation. Sean Bone is program director of Sinclair's aviation department. He says those who graduate from the academy will be equipped to work on everything from hot air balloons to commercial planes.
They get into sheet metal work, hydraulics, learning pneumatics, landing gear systems, avionics. Anything dealing with the aircraft, they learn how to work on, and systems-wide, including jet engines, turbine engines, reciprocating engines. So the entire aviation gambit.
The academy will also test the skills of non-student candidates who apply directly to Sierra Nevada. Since building its first hangar in 2023 at Dayton International Airport, the corporation has expanded to four, a total of 440,000 square feet. Its leadership says more skilled employees are needed who can handle new technologies, including AI, robotics, and other advanced tools. According to Bone, as seasoned pilots, mechanics, technicians, and flight attendants continue to retire, SNC Sinclair Academy graduates will be able to step into the workforce. The academy begins later this month. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
The Ohio Senate cleared the way Wednesday afternoon for the proposed constitutional amendment on voter identification this November. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports it still needs 60 votes in the House, and members on both sides of the aisle have reservations.
Under existing law, Ohioans generally need a state driver's license or ID card, a United States passport or passport card, or a military ID to vote in person. But mail-in voting has less stringent ID requirements, and the amendment doesn't add photo ID for mail-in voting. That's become an issue with some members who lean further right. House Speaker Matt Huffman, a Republican, says he isn't worried.
Certainly something like this, they're going to be like, well, there's 2% of it I don't like. And, you know, each time you change something, somebody else doesn't like that change.
But the Ohio House GOP can only lose a few votes to get it to the finish line. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The clock is ticking on the volunteers working to put an amendment to abolish property taxes before Ohio voters this fall. They need just over 413,000 valid signatures by July 1st, and it's estimated that they'll need to submit at least 700,000 to cover the ones that are tossed out as invalid. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Members of the Committee to Abolish Ohio Property Taxes, or Axe Ohio Tax, hold signing events every day around the state. Central Ohio Region Captain Sue Mazzarini says she got 97 signatures Saturday. Voters do approve local levies, but she says state lawmakers have only themselves to blame if this gets to the ballot.
The people are upset. They're not listening to them. And until they start listening and working for we the people, we have to push back. We have no recourse, just like the data centers.
Axe Ohio Tax leader Brian Massey announced 305 signatures in April, but didn't say if they were valid. He plans to announce a signature total and what's described as his path forward on Friday morning. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Researchers at the University of Cincinnati are working to understand how extreme heat impacts the health of older adults. This is as climate change makes summers hotter around the world. WVXU's Isabel Nisley explains.
Older people are particularly vulnerable to extreme heat. That's why UC's Center for Collaboration on Climate and Community for Health is tracking the health of elderly Cincinnatians living without air conditioning during heat waves. Co-director George Lykoff says they'll measure participants' biometrics, including heart rate, sleeping, and more.
You can translate that biological information that you're using to some kind of actionable thing for human health. Now, in this case, it might be that air conditioning is becoming almost a requirement for living here.
He says he hopes the study shows Cincinnati has a health problem, but one that can be addressed. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Isabel Nisley.
And we'll feel some of that heat today as temperatures get into the mid-80s, along with an air quality advisory for elevated ozone levels at the surface. We're looking at also some still conditions to light winds, which will contribute to the air quality issues. Looks like the same for Friday as well. We do have a thunderstorm chances for the area on Saturday. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, June 4th. I'm Mike Fraser.